So the situation in Ukraine seemed to unfold pretty rapidly after the Olympics in Sochi, Russia. What would you say really was the tipping point, and did you forecast something like this would happen?
No, because I would say that after the violence on the streets of the 20th and 21st of February, people got so shocked that it can happen in our country. And we all said that we should stop here and move forward peacefully at this point, since that point. But unfortunately, I think our neighbors had a different opinion and they've decided to escalate the situation further.
There are two stories being told. One is the reality on the ground, as Oksana is learning it from her family and from other colleagues who are in Ukraine, and what the Russian media is portraying to the Russian people.
Exactly. Oksana, you have family in Ukraine. What are you hearing from them on the ground?
Well, this is what I hear from my parents. I hear that there is no violence in Ukraine. I hear that people are trying to find the compromise because we were shocked after the deaths of protesters and police officers at the end of February. And we do not want any more violence. We just want to rebuild our country after the awful corruption that we have had for so many years. And what I want to say is that there is no element in the Ukrainian society that now wants any sort of separation or any sort of revision of the borders which we had after the painful Second World War. I just don't think this is what we should be thinking about now.
Obviously, this is a very emotional topic for you, seeing everything unfold on TV. How do you feel watching, you know, your homeland go through all of this from afar?
It's painful. It's painful because as a school child, I remember we were told a lot about the Second World War because Soviet Union lost almost 30 million people in that war, and it was painful in the 80s and 90s when I was at school. And to see now that my country is being invaded, it is being invaded, and I want to stress that, to see that is much too painful. And I thought we are in Europe should be over those sentiments that somebody needs to be protected and for that reason an army should be used. I thought that we learned our lessons and we made all the conclusions necessary to seek political, diplomatic, any sort of compromise and to respect the lessons Europe learned after the First and then the Second World War.
A lot of people might be wondering, you know, this conflict is a few thousand miles away from me. Why do you think people should pay attention to this region, and specifically to what's going on right now, and what kind of resonance does it have and relevance does it have to people here?
I think it has relevance for people all around the world for one reason. We live in the 21st century. And to imagine that in the 21st century, somebody in his right mind will try to revise the borders of independent, sovereign country is crazy. Because we know that there are many hidden conflicts all around the world. And if the world community allows this to happen, I'm afraid that this is the first, but not the last, such revision we will see in the days to come.
That was Drs. George and Oksana Hegarty speaking to us about the ongoing situation in Ukraine and Crimea. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.